What benefits does public transport bring to the world? The use of public transport is a very effective way of reducing carbon emissions and improving general quality of life. On the one hand, public transport is almost always the most energy-efficient method of transport. With the constant danger of climate change, it is hugely beneficial to use and support public transport over private transport. On the other hand, public transport means less people use private cars. This keeps the roads clearer, prevents traffic, and reduces smog in the air. All these things vastly improve quality of life. Is it too late for people to get their driver's license at the age of 18? In my opinion, it's never too late to get your driver's license. In fact, many young people wait until they are older than 18 to apply for their license. While it's true that some people may feel more comfortable learning to drive at a younger age, there are plenty of resources available to help older learners too. What's important is that individuals take the time to learn to drive safely and responsibly, regardless of their age. It's better to be a late bloomer than to rush into driving without proper training and experience. What qualities does a driver need to have? It is important for a driver to have excellent concentration and reaction speeds. Concentration is important for a driver because they must always remain focused, and driving can sometimes be monotonous. Spending hours driving down the motorway can be pretty tedious, and without good concentration, a driver can lose focus and end up in a very high-speed crash. Reaction speeds are also important because you never know what may happen on the road. A driver must be ready to respond to any sudden changes or emergencies. Often, this is literally a matter of life and death. Do you think the government should make it a rule for people to use public transport? I do not think there should be an explicit rule forcing people to use public transport, but there should be better policy to encourage the use of public transport. A good example of effective policy is the enforcement of car-free zones in city centres. If a city bans private cars from its city centres, then it greatly reduces traffic and pollution while encouraging its citizens to walk or use public transport. I think this is effective governance without explicitly forcing people to give up their cars and take public transport instead.